You're listening to Fearless Broadcasting, brought to you by members of 12160.org. More information can be found at fearlessbroadcasting.info. Today's news reads: Bankergate, emails expose criminal financial dictatorship at work. Dietner may be thrown under the bus as financial terrorists continue to profit. Steve Watson. PressOnPlanet.com. Monday, January 11, 2010. Explosive emails released last week could see Treasury Secretary Timothy Dietner become embroiled in criminal charges for his role in a cover-up that exposed the monumental criminality behind the $182.3 billion bailout of American International Group, Incorporated. In November and December 2008, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York instructed the bailed-out AIG to hide from the public details regarding payments the insurance giant made to banks, including Goldman Sachs Group, Incorporated and Societe Generale S.A. Using Fed-secured taxpayer bailout money, AIG paid several banks 100% of the face value of credit default swaps, as other financial institutions were negotiating deep discounts for the unregulated paper assets that do not have to be backed by cash. The decision to pay the banks in full may have cost AIG, and therefore taxpayers, at least $13 billion over the odds. The backdoor bailout of the banks, as it has been dubbed, was exposed in March 2009 after the SEC challenged AIG's filing. However, emails obtained by Representative Gary Lussac, ranking member of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, had reignited the situation as they conclusively expose a collusion between AIG and the Fed to deceive the public. The emails between company and regulator, released last Thursday, show that the New York Fed crossed out reference to the payments and that AIG also omitted the details when the Securities and Exchange Commission filing was made public on December 24, 2008. The emails, the content of which are highlighted in this Bloomberg News article, also show that the Fed wanted numerous other details about the AIG bailout withheld or delayed from public oversight. It appears that the New York Fed deliberately pressured AIG to restrict and delay the disclosure of important information, said Isaac, a California Republican. Taxpayers deserve full and complete disclosure under our nation's securities laws, not the withholding of politically inconvenient information. Despite denials from the Treasury and the New York Fed that Dietner was involved in the scandal, as the president of the New York Fed at the time, his head now rests firmly on the chopping block where he awaits his fate. Hissa is seeking more information from the New York Fed on the matter, following the statements of General Counsel Thomas Baxter, who declared in a letter in defense of Dietner Friday, "In my judgment, as the New York Fed's chief legal officer, disclosure matters of this nature did not warrant the attention of the president." It's a staggering admission by Mr. Baxter that he felt strong enough that Secretary Dietner wanted him to limit IG's disclosures on counterparty payments to the SEC that he says he didn't even feel a need to bring the details to his boss' attention, Isaac said in a statement. This letter raises more questions on the inner workings of the New York Fed during one of the most pivotal periods in our nation's history. Dietner's extensive connections to Goldman Sachs also raise serious questions, given that the investment bank directly profited from the AIG payments. Dietner's predecessor and Treasury Secretary at the time all of this unfolded, Hank Paulson, also once served as chairman and chief executive officer for Goldman Sachs, after working for the firm for decades. Paulson ran through the bailout of AIG with threats of financial Armageddon and physical martial law, claiming he felt the pain of AIG, comments for which he was slammed by Republican Congressman Cliff Stearns earlier this year. AIG's outstanding debts to Goldman Sachs meant that $13 billion of the money handed over to AIG by Paulson went directly to Goldman Sachs. Meanwhile, Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers, both investment banks in direct competition with Goldman Sachs, were not bailed out when bad debt forced them to cease operating under the same circumstances as AIG. Congressman Stearns pressed Paulson on his conflicts of interest, stating, "Isn't there some point where you say, hey, I've got a conflict of interest here, You don't feel any kind of scintilla of ethics on this thing at all. Paulson responded by claiming that he got a waiver from the ethics agreement. Paulson's appointment, at the height of the financial crisis, of ex-Goldman Sachs executive Dale Keskari to oversee the distribution of bailout monies also highlights the vast conflict of interest surrounding this scandal. As the New York Times reported earlier this year, Goldman Sachs effectively bailed itself out. Since that time the bank has been making record profits on trading and now completely dominates the program trading market. This blatantly criminal activity has led to Goldman being labeled financial terrorists by analysts. Even Rolling Stone magazine has exposed Goldman Sachs' persistent role in steering and manipulating the economy over the last century. At the time of the bailout, we warned that the so-called financial saviors represented nothing more than the old guard of the corporate elite, the very people responsible for the financial crisis in the first instance. Judge Andrew Napolitano, appearing on Shepard Smith's Fox News show last week, stated that he believes Kiefner could face a criminal probe. Barney Frank, a Massachusetts Democrat and chairman of the House Financial Services Committee, said the email exchanges were troubling and that he plans to hold congressional hearings on the matter. Also in the news, why the Fed likes independence. Ron Paul. Campaign for Liberty. Tuesday, January 12, 2010. Last week it was revealed that when Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner was chairman of the New York Federal Reserve, he urged AIG officials not to disclose to the Securities Exchange Commission relevant details of agreements with banks to bail out Goldman Sachs. Apparently he felt at the time that regulators and the public would be angry that taxpayer money was used to fully compensate bankers who made some horrifically bad investment decisions. These banks should have suffered the consequences of the huge risks they were taking. After all, they kept plenty of rewards when times were good. Instead, the Fed found a way to socialize these major losses so these banks could survive and continue making more bad decisions, at the expense of the American people and the value of the dollar. Geithner claims that they had to take politically unpopular actions to save the economy from collapse. Half of that is right, it was politically unpopular, but it is extremely premature at best to claim the economy has been saved. It was just reported that 85,000 more jobs in December. Unemployment stands at 10% officially, and 22% according to more traditional calculations. It is hard to argue that this sort of government waste has done anything but harm to our economy. Raiding Main Street to bail out Wall Street is a foolish idea. Main Street productivity and the strength of the dollar is the bedrock of the economy. You cannot gut this foundation without eventually toppling everything else. This is what too many policymakers either don't understand or refuse to face. Or, even worse, perhaps they do understand, but don't care. In any case, this revelation makes precisely my point about the need for Fed transparency. This claim that the Fed should have independence is a canard. They very much enjoy their comfortable pattern of bailing out friends and devaluing the currency with no oversight and no accountability. Geithner specifically asked officials at AIG not to disclose to the SEC or to the public particulars about this special deal for his friends. We only know these details now because AIG was eventually forthcoming when Congress demanded some answers. We should be getting this information, and information on all such dealings, straight from the Fed. The Fed should be accountable to Congress because it is a creature of Congress. The Constitution gives Congress the authority to oversee the integrity of the monetary unit. We have unwisely and unconstitutionally delegated this authority to the Federal Reserve, which has in turn devalued our dollar by 95% and counting. When the Federal Reserve engages in harmful policies, Congress is still ultimately responsible. If the Fed is not made accountable through a GAO audit at least, it will continue to be accountable to no one, and that is unacceptable. Geithner expects to be praised and thanked for his actions instead of rebuked and fired. He expects to be given more power to engage in experimental monetary policy in the future. but he has just given us a very good idea of what the Fed and Treasury would do with more power, what they considered good monetary policy, and why they like their so-called independence. You've been listening to Fearless Broadcasting, brought to you by members of 12160.org. More information can be found at fearlessbroadcasting.info. Thanks for listening.